great, wonderful. Boy Sai, Likutei Moharan, Torah Kaf Bet. We are in Torah Kaf Bet still in part Yud, in page 66. Two lines from the bottom on the right side. And we learned that to have brazenness, that only by that you can get closer to the real tzaddikim, you should have to have simcha, happiness. Ulesimcha zochin, and to happiness you can achieve, you can get al yedei bechinot naaseh v'nishma, by those aspects of naaseh v'nishma. What it means, those aspects of naaseh v'nishma, that every time that you achieve a certain level, you remember and you know for sure that there is a level that is even higher. And you're not stopping yourself from davening and asking how to achieve another level, how to achieve another level in Avodat Hashem. Shubchinot Torah u'tfilah v'chule, that it's an aspect of Torah. And prayers means that you're learning something and you're davening to make it, to achieve that, to have that. If a person is just learning and he's not davening on the things that he's learning, after a while he becomes to be very frustrated, because all of the time he feels how all of the people surround him and the tzaddikim that he's learning on them and from them, they're all tzaddikim, they're all very, very holy, and he himself is very far, so he's falling into sadness, into depression, by learning Torah, by learning on real tzaddikim, because he sees that they were such a tzaddikim, and what's going to be with him? But if the person is davening, he's asking from Hashem Yitbarach all of the time to achieve those qualities, those wonderful levels that he's davening on, so he's having hope, he finds hope, he knows that he can count on Hashem, Hashem loves me, I also have a relationship, a connection with Borei Olam. So he finds himself in a very good way by davening on the things that he's learning, v'chulei kana, like that we learned. Ach ikar shlimut ha-simcha, but the main way to achieve happiness in the most complete way hu al yedei yira, is by to be a frumer, to be afraid of Hashem Yitbarach, to know, to remember Borei Olam all of the time, al yedei yira, to by having fear from heaven, ki, because it's written vegilu birada, you have to be shaking when you're happy. Trying to force me to talk about Purim. I have a problem with Purim. I love to talk about Purim. Yeah, it's Gevaldik. This is why I love to talk about it. The problem is that we have only until one every day. If you really want to understand what it means, Vegilu Birada, we should see Harav when he's happy in Purim. You see such a Yirat Shamayim on him, and because of that, corresponding to his Yirat Shamayim, you can see all of the community Chut Shel Chesed in Purim. It's something that you cannot see anywhere else in the world. You see people davening Amayriv after drinking, after the Mishteh, and everyone are holding their heads and davening a long Shmona Esre, almost half an hour Shmona Esre with Kavana, Mamash, every word. And in all of the dancing, Mamash, once in a while you see someone that is, maybe it's a new guy that came to the yeshiva, that is not in the stream of Chut Shel Chesed, that you don't understand really what to do. But when we're davening before every glass of wine, every cup of wine, we're davening, we're saying all of that long Shalashem Yichud, that Baruch Hashem, now we have it also in English, Chasdei Hashem. So we can daven mamash with all of our meaning, with all of the intention to put our heart in the Diburim. So we're preparing such a wonderful, amazing vessel to receive all of the qualities that the wine of Purim contains, that it's mamash to erase the Amalek, to erase all of the doubts on the faith that we have in Hashem Yitbarach, to have a complete faith. It's actually by Purim. Rabbeinu said once all of the beginnings were from Pesach, but now it all starts from Purim. Purim is a new start. Why Purim is a new start? Because in the Megillah it doesn't written the name of Hashem Yitbarach in the Megillah at all. You cannot see Hashem. But if you're looking deep into the Megillah, you can see that there is only Hashem over there. Only the supervision of today, the Hashgacha Pratit that we have today, that on that we're living in the exile, in the Galut. This is the faith that we have. This is how we can find Hashem in our days. There is no prophecy, there is no Knesset HaGdolah, there is no Beis Din. There is only faith in the supervision of Hashem Yitbarach, to know that it's all good, that even in the worst days, actually Borei Olam is preparing the cure before He's eating us, like we saw in the Megillah, that everything is been fixed already from the beginning. Borei Olam is with us from the beginning, every second, every moment, in every situation, in every... And this is the faith that we're receiving from our Rabbi. And you can see the happiness that is huge. And you can see that the Yir'ah is mamash. Cannot explain it in words. So, V'gilu bir'ada. So the main way of having Yir'ah, having Simcha, is by Yir'ah. It's mamash. When you have a complete Yir'ah, the one that is afraid from Hashem Yitbarach is not afraid of no one else. Everyone has got 100% of everything. You have 100% love. You have 100% yira, fear from heaven, fear. You have 100% pleasure. It all depends what you're going to do with yourself. If you're going to receive your satisfactions from physical things, you won't have the ability to enjoy from spiritual things. If you're going to be afraid of people, of your father, of your mother, of your wife, of Ishmaelim, so it means that you don't have Yirat Shamayim. Rav Yosef, can we do it later, please? Thank you. Later, please. Thank you very much. Later. Thank you very much. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we can understand that if you're dedicating all of your 100% into Avodat Hashem, so you will not be afraid of nothing else. If you're going to be afraid of Hashem Yitbarach, you will not be afraid, not from the mortgage that is coming, not from the landlord. Not, you're going to have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. You won't be afraid of nothing else. It's written in the book Birkat Shalom by the son of the Baal HaSulam, the Rabbi Baruch Shalom. He wrote over there in that wonderful book that if a person is forcing himself not to enjoy nothing from this world at all, he's not enjoying from eating, he's not enjoying from sleeping, he's not enjoying from tashmish, from nothing, he's not buying to himself new clothes, nothing, he's not enjoying this world at all, so actually he cannot live. But there is no, because the person, he is living based on the satisfaction that he's got. He have to enjoy from something to be alive, to stay alive. So there is no reason to kill that person because he haven't sinned, but he cannot enjoy, so he cannot live. So they have to satisfy him spiritually. And they're obligated. And what's going to happen when that person going to reject also spiritual satisfactions? He's going to say, I'm doing it only for Hashem Yitbarach. I don't want to have no gain in my Avodat Hashem. I don't want to see no visions and no sight and nothing. I just want to suffer for Hashem Yitbarach and to dedicate myself. He needs to die. He cannot satisfy himself from spiritual satisfaction, so he needs to die. But there's no reason to kill a person like that, so what are they going to do with him? So then they're going to let him feel the Shekhinah itself. And this is the biggest satisfaction. He's going to feel the sorrow of the Shekhinah and the pleasant, the satisfaction of the Shekhinah. He becomes to be one with the Shekhinah itself. And this is the highest satisfaction of them all. So actually it all depends in how much effort you're putting in Avodat Hashem. If you decide that you want to be happy only with Hashem, only because that you love Hashem, only because the fact that there is Hashem in the world, so then and only then your satisfaction can be complete. This is what it means, V'gilu bir'ada, that the main way of being happy is by being frum, by remember Hashem all of the time, not forget Hashem. Only then you can achieve that 100% pure, clean happiness, clean joy, that it's only from Hashem Yitbarach. Ikar hagil, and ketiv, haynu, and what it means, Rabbeinu in the second line here, what he's saying, haynu, ikar hagila vehasimcha, so how a person gonna achieve the joy and the happiness, he al yedei tfila, by davening. This is it. Rabbeinu is very simple. All of the time he's bringing us to the same thing, to the same thing. I heard the shiur of Rav Shalom on the city. He's talking about Abraham, about Sarah, about Yitzchak, about Mesirut Nefesh, about this and that. A long shiur, over 1 hour shiur, with a lot of midrashim and drashim and explanations. And in the end, he's saying, Tachles, if you want to taste something from that shiur, you have to have sha'a itchatit bodedut every day. Without having sha'a itchatit bodedut daily, you cannot feel what that we're talking about. If you're not dedicating yourself minimum half an hour on a certain subject to start davening on that, until you're going to buy that, until you're going to achieve that, and then you're gonna achieve, when you're going to achieve that, you're going to realize, look, I have Hashem Mitbarach with me. I saw miracles. It's miracles that happened to me because of my prayers. So by that, you're building your confidence in Hashem Mitbarach. You start to believe in yourself that you can achieve things in Avodat Hashem. And then you're going to have the strength, the power to go and to achieve something else. And to daven on your friends with more confidence. And if you're going to have really confidence in your prayers, in your ability, your prayer is going to be answered a lot faster. You will not have to spend 2 hours on achieving something or 5 hours because you're going to have a complete faith. If you have a complete faith, a complete confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, one word is enough. This is how the tzaddikim are working. The tzaddikim are saying one word, even just a will, on a certain subject, and it's happening. Why it's happening so fast? Because they're sure on that fact that Hashem Yitbarach loves them. They're sure on when 100% that Hashem loves them, that Hashem is going to accept their prayers. This is why their prayers are being answered. Not because they are a tzaddikim. No, this is our imagination. No, he's a tzaddik. Look, he just said that thing once and it was a decree. It's not a decree. It's a pshat. He's got faith in Hashem Yitbarach and Hashem Yitbarach listens to him. And this is it. Rabbeinu cut that fence. Baal Shem Tov was the first one that broke that separation between the Talmidei Chachamim to Am Yisrael. And he said that everyone can learn Torah, everyone can say Tehillim, everyone can talk to Hashem Yitbarach, can pray to Hashem Yitbarach. Came Rabbi Nachman in Breslev and opened that path of Itbodedut, Mamash, and explained that you can reach the highest levels of them all, Mamash, each and every one of us. And in what? In the same way that all of the tzaddikim were walking always. It's the same path. It's a new road, but it's an old road also. Rabbeinu said, my new way, it's a new way that it's an old way. This is the way that the fathers were walking in. The tzaddikim, all of them. This is by pshat. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. What was he doing? He was going to talk on his problems with Borei Olam. Rabbi Akiva, when he couldn't make it, what was he doing? He was going to talk about it with Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbi Meir Balanes, when he had problems, issues, he said, what is that sentence? Eloka de Meir Aneni, the God of Meir Aneni. Why of Meir? Because Rabbi Meir achieved that level, like Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, that we can say on them, Eloke Abraham, Eloke Yitzchak, Eloke Yaakov. Also, Eloke de Meir. And what is it coming to teach us? What, Rabbi Meir now, he achieved that and this is it? No, he came to show to us that it didn't stop in the fathers. That you can achieve that also. It can be Eloke David, it can be Eloke Avram, it can be Eloke each and every one of us. It's not a problem. Just if you're going to dedicate your life to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is going to dedicate all of the things for you also. When you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is crowning you. Hashem is crowning us. And it all depends in you. If now, example, wonderful example on Parnasa. If you believe, this is your faith now, that you cannot find Parnasa with no effort, with no sweat. So you're going to find your Parnasa always with sweat. And you will not come out from that situation. But if you're going to decide to break your nature and to take that advice and to daven and to go daily to the field and to ask Borei Olam, beyond nature, please, beyond nature, Borei Olam is going to bring you the Parnasa beyond nature. If you think that you have to go to Shiduchim, to meet Shadchaniyot, to make phone calls, to send good pictures of you and to lie and to do Shtuyot, to find your Shiduch, so you're going to suffer a lot until you're going to, because this is your faith. Barolam is Melech Asur Berhatim. He's tied to our wisdoms. If your wisdoms are low, so Barolam is low with you. If you have shtuyot in your mind, so Borolam have to satisfy your shtuyot. If what that you want to achieve is bamba, is beastly, is shtuyot, is Doritos, I don't know what, and this is what you want, so Borolam going to give you siyata dishmaya to found those shtuyot. This is what you need. This is what is going to satisfy you. Borolam is very simple. Borolam, he loves you. If this is what you need, like you have a 2-year-old kid, you're going to buy stupid things for him that he's going to enjoy from them. You have a son that he's 4 years old, 6 years old, he started to learn. You're going to give him books, you're going to open his eyes. And you're going according to the level that he's in. If he's growing, so you're growing with him. So Borolam, you have to be with us in the level that we're holding. So how that Borei Olam is with you, it all depends in how that you're going to decide that you're going to manage your life. If you're going to decide to dedicate your life by the will of Hashem Yitbarach, and it doesn't mean that now you have that you're capable of jumping to the depths, to very deep, deep water. We're not. But all right, you can start taking swimming lessons. 1 hour a day, you learn how to swim. 1 hour a day, you jump to the water, you go into the field, you learn how to swim. You're talking about that with Borei Olam. Teach me, Borei Olam. The main way to connect ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach is by prayers. It's Likutei Moran Meforash. This is the way, because the prayer, it's a gate that through that gate you are getting into Hashem Yitbarach. This is what Rabbeinu is saying. It's a gate, it's a shah. And through that gate, you're getting into Hashem Yitbarach. Not to Hashem Yitbarach's house. Not to Hashem, to Hashem Yitbarach. You find Hashem. You become to be with Hashem. One with Hashem. You're canceling yourself so much that you disappear. And it's only Hashem Yitbarach. And this is it. And you don't care anymore. You don't care. You don't care. No from disappointments. No from bizyonot. Not from insulting. Nothing. It's not hurting you. It's not you. You're not exist. This is all right, Borei Olam. This is what you want to teach me. There is an aspect now that I'm a dog. Thank you, Borei Olam. I'm going to see. Or that I need to bark. Or that I need to do tshuva. I'm going to check. Borei Olam, what's my job now? What do you want me to do? You need to check all of the time. And when you're checking, you're going to find. Because Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him. The only reason that you see that Hashem is not with you is because that you're looking for something else in your life. You're looking your satisfactions in different places. So you find them. This is it. Just Borei Olam is with you. This is the proof. You enjoy from your shtuyot. So Borei Olam is with you. This is the proof. Because He gives you your shtuyot. You want to see movies in the internet. You want to see news. You want to hear to the radio. You want to read newspapers. So Borei Olam is going to give it to you. Borei Olam is also in those papers, in those pages, in all of those things. Borei Olam is with you. Borei Olam is everywhere. You can find me everywhere. I'm available. But if you want to taste it in a sweeter way, if you want to take healthier things into your life, so go and find me in the places that I'm really in the places that I reveal myself, that I hint, that I told you by the tzaddikim, that you can find me over there the most, in the Torah Kedosha, like Rabbeinu said, the king is in the field, the Melech Basadeh, go to the field, find Hashem, go to Bet Knesset. You can find good apples in garbage cans. It's not a problem to find a good apple in a garbage can. You can find. But if really you want an apple, so go to a vegetable store and buy apples. You don't need to dig in the garbage can to find Hashem. You can find Hashem Yitbarach in the stores that's selling Hashem Yitbarach, in the stores of Hafatzah, in the field, in places that really Hashem Yitbarach, 100% over there. Best way, close your eyes. Close your eyes, you're going to see Hashem. In the moment that we opened our eyes, we forgot Hashem. Even in the Bet Midrash, even with people, you need to be a huge tzaddik to remember Hashem Yitbarach. In a Bet Midrash, with the Gemara open, you should be in a very high level. In the highest place, in the field, in the middle of Hitbodedut, very easy to forget Hashem. Only if your Hitbodedut is on that, Borei Olam, let me remember you, let me not forget you, only then you're going to remember Hashem. Even in the field, talking to Him, you forget Him. Borei Olam, help me with my Shalom Bayit. This is it, you're lost. You forgot. This is it. Start diving on your selfish will. Borei Olam, help me with my Shalom Bayit. This is it, you're out. You're out of the game. You're not in the Hitbodedut anymore. All of this, what they do, is to cancel yourself to Hashem, Yitbarach, and we all can achieve that. I told you that. If you are listening to those shiurim, it means that Bara Olam gave you that merit to hear those diburim. It means that you're capable of taking those diburim and to go huge distance with those diburim. And to achieve all of the things that we can talk here, and more and more and more. Because each and every one is different, and each and every one is special. And he's got qualities that the other friend doesn't have. Only the tzaddik of the generation, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's got the points of all of the rest. But us, we're all together, we're all in the same boat, we're all in the same. Each and every one of us can climb to places that his friend will not understand. That guy that I told you, that our friend, that Avrech, that started the shiur of Gan HaShalom, Garden of Peace, that I told you he had 80 people in every shiur, last shiur came 200 people. 200 people. I saw pictures. 200 people. He is talking. You see piles on piles of books of Gan HaShalom, Garden of Peace on his table like that. Only he took from here. Aremot, books and books. Gan HaShalom, this is it. Yeshiva, huge Bet Knesset, fancy. 200 people. You see in the picture, you see 100, you see a huge amount of people. Everyone in huge Bet Knesset listening to him. And you see Admor, suddenly you see Admor, a rabbi with a suit teaching. I'm not saying Chas Shalom, not to dishonor him, to honor him. Twice as many. To see what a decision. This is it. He realized. Maybe he was teaching. Maybe he was doing. Maybe he's got the way. But now the door is open for him. This is it. Now huge light. Why? Because he canceled himself. He came here. He saw what he saw. He said, "This is it. This is the truth. This is what I want to talk about. This is what people need to hear." And from that moment and on, it's just gonna open more and more and more. Like this English program, we started with 3 people. Now we have over 30 people. How is it happening? Just because Hashem saw that everything is wonderful and it's opening and opening and opening. And it's not the end. We have to do more. We have to create more shiurim in your house, in his house, in my house, in that place, in the other place, in Jerusalem, in Bnei Brak, in Bat Yam, in Yad Binyamin, in every place. We have to find more people to hear. And if you cannot, why do you think that you cannot talk? You think that I should talk in all of those places? It's shtuyot. It's wrong. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe how much. There is people, your friends, they will not want to hear me so much. They would love to hear you. There is a lot of people that they want to hear you. There is a lot of people in Am Israel that if they're going to see me as I'm looking right now, for them it's going to be hard to accept. No, it's Haredi. They made me to be a tzaddik, a Baal Tshuva. They cannot relate themselves to. But with you, that you're from the same place with them, you're growing in the same neighborhood, you're in the same language, you're from the same place, they know that you're not lying. They know that they can trust you. They know that they can hear from you. Because they find you in the same Bet Knesset, they find you in the morning, in the same supermarket, so they can relate themselves to you. They feel comfortable with you. So you need to use that. It's an opportunity. Rolam gave you an opportunity to open a shiur, to talk to people. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you, don't be afraid. You're going to see only success by that. Only success. Only success. Just opening your mouth and start talking good words of Chizuk, Hashem is with us, so what, everything is good. You don't need to open Likutei Moran, you don't need to say Torah. You know how many times I opened the Likutei Moran, I couldn't even start reading one word. I said once, I remember in Yad Binyamin, I gave a shiur, I said, we, Bezrat Hashem, gonna dedicate that shiur, that our intention, our meaning of learning gonna be, and this is how and this was the shiur. I explained to them the meaning of how you should learn Torah Kedosha, and this is it, in 1.5 hours, and we closed the Likutei Moran and went out without learning. Just explained to them, in the next shiur, Bezrat Hashem, we're gonna learn.
We're gonna open the book.
Yeah, we're gonna open the book again. And so we have that inside. Just people don't believe in themselves. And it's not that you're a genius, that you're not, you're a regular person. But you have ears and you have a heart, and the information is getting into and penetrating into the heart, and you have your will to do good, and it's enough. Bara Olam loves you, and he can help you. You just need to bend a little bit. It's like water, Torah, it's water. If you're humble, you open your mouth like this, and you open the vessel to receive. And now if you're mercy, if you love someone else, you look down to help someone else, you're pouring, you're giving. And you just need to look. He needs me. He needs me more than I need him. What can I receive from him? What can I, why do I lack of something? I need something. I have Hashem Yitbarach. One of the tzaddikim in Breslev, that someone came to, I told you that once, that someone came to him and told him, I came to donate a huge amount of money. I heard that you need a donation. Told him, we need a donation. Told him, yes, I heard that you're building Beit HaMidrash. He said, yes, Borolam is helping us to build Beit HaMidrash. Told him, yes, but I heard that you need a donation. We don't need nothing, Baruch Hashem, Borolam is giving us everything. So I told him, look, someone told me that I can come and donate. So I told him, if you want to donate, you can donate. Everything is okay. He said, all right, so if you need, he said, so tell me what you need. I told him, no, we don't need nothing. If you, so in the end, that guy signed the Hora'at Keva on 70 shekels. He told him, you can sign Hora'at Keva. You want to be part of our factory, of our Mif'al, of Zikui Arabim. And he said, all right, you can sign Hora'at Keva. He came to put a lot more. The tzaddik didn't want that. He wanted the person to be humble. You think that now you're going to build a yeshiva and this is it? You cleaned yourself forever, this is it? It's nothing. It's like to being a sacrifice to Beit HaMikdash without confessing, without doing tshuva. It's not forgiving. It's not making no forgiveness. Without confession, without tshuva, it's not helping. It's useless. It's a huge animal, it's a huge cow, it's a huge bull. Great, $5,000 bull. Great, wonderful. That didn't help. That didn't make no change in your life. Nothing. Can only make you more arrogant. That now you're going to imagine that you're clean because you're such an important, generous donor, and you're doing so many mitzvot, and you're so, Baruch Hashem, sharing with your success, that you're such a successful man. It's an illusion. You lost Hashem. You lost Hashem, you lost everything. You gained Hashem, you achieved Hashem, you got Hashem, you gained everything. You have everything in your hand. Even if you're the poorest person in the world, if you have Hashem Yitbarach with you, Yosef HaTzadik was dancing and singing in the pit. And it was the Ervat Mitzrayim, it was the filthiest place in Egypt of 3,000 years ago. It's a horrible place. It's a horrible, horrible place. For life is over there. He's happy with what? Anuchi Smach Bashem. He's happy that Hashem is supervising on his life. This is it. Hashem is leading me. Hashem is helping me. Hashem wants me to be here. Thank you, Hashem, that you put me here in the place that you want me to be in. And it's all for us that we're going to learn to have that wisdom also in our life. This is that happiness. This is that joy. It's only by remembering Hashem, Yitbarach, always, always, Bechol Derachecha Da'ehu. Always you should know Hashem, remember Hashem, remember Hashem, not to forget Hashem. Not to forget Hashem. This is Rabbeinu, this is Rab Nachman in Breslev, he's such a miracle, he's such a chidush, he's such a wonderful thing in this world. He is the Rachmanus of Hashem Yitbarach. He is the Rachmanut of Hashem. He is the, how that Hashem reveals his Rachmanut by sending Rabbi Nachman in Breslev to Am Yisrael. This is the Rachmanut of Borei Olam. That now you have someone that is leading you, that is helping you to climb out from the field, from your nonsense, from your shtuyot. That you are addicted to such nonsense and such shtuyot all of your life. You're doing so many shtuyot, you're wasting your time, wasting your powers, wasting your wisdom, wasting, you ruin your eyes, ruin your brain, ruin your heart. Mamash, you lived like a goy. We all lived like goyim. Mamash. What's the difference between a ger to a bad tshuva? Is there a difference? Just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the ger more. This is the difference. What? Is there a difference? The person that lives like a goy, he doesn't have a share to the world to come like the goyim. It's not a poshe Israel. If he's going out to live like a goy, it's a shmad. He's outside. He cut himself from Am Yisrael. So what's the difference between a Jew and a goy? Only the decision. Even a guy that's going to decide that he's going to dedicate his life to Avodat Hashem, he becomes to be a Jew. It's going to take him 5, 6, 7 years, all of that progress of all of that process of Giyur. And then he becomes to be a Jew. It all depends in the decision. If you have a strong will, you could even be a murderer that killed Jews. And you're doing tshuva and you become to be one of Am Yisrael. If you've done tshuva. What was the name of that Roman soldier? What was his name? That Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, he was one of his tzeitzaim.
Nero was a convert.
No, not Titus. What? Sancheriv. Sancheriv. But no, it's not Sancheriv that I'm talking about. Sancheriv. This is Rabbi Meir. He came from the tzeitzaim of Sancheriv. But
Nero
but,
became a Talmud
Chacham. Who was that? Shemaya Avtalion, maybe?
Shemaya Avtalion. Baumi Snasuk Romei.
What was his name?
Shuvada.
Hamoudi. His name was Hamoudi.
Nero.
What? Neron Kesar. Right, thank you very much. Neron Kesar. So from Neron Kesar. That he killed Jews. He was murdering Jews. He killed Jews. And then he realized that he made a mistake. He made a mistake. What's going to be the punishment? What Bo Olam going to do with me? If he's punishing them in those horrible deaths that I killed them now, the horrible punishments, what's going to be with me? They murdered the Zechariah HaNavi. So when one murder, they are paying so much. They died, so many hundreds, thousands of them died. On killing one, and I killed all of those hundreds, all of those thousands, what's going to be with me? And he done tshuva. He done tshuva. Who are we? Tachlis, who are we? It's written in all of the Midrashim that in the last generation, we're going to be the souls of the last generation. The generations, from all of the other generations in history, from Dora Palaga, from Dora Mabul, the one that they were the most corrupt, from Sdom Va'amora, the one that was the most corrupt people in all of the generations, that didn't, the tzaddikim in the generation couldn't find a tikkun for them, they dragged us through all of the generations to the last generation, and they put us here. If you see that when a person is mamash making you crazy, you want to kill him, so you're a murderer. If you see a woman that is not yours and you have a desire, so you're a rapist. You cannot hide. You have it inside of you. If you see that you can lie, that you can steal, that you can do horrible things, so this is you. This is the Gilgulim. We're all here 10 times, 17 times, 20 times, and more. Who knows? Who can say? There was one of the tzaddikim in Breslev that he went out from the Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Avram Sternhardt told that story. The rabbi was, his name was Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Pinchas Yoshua. Rabbi Pinchas Yoshua, that he was a Baal Tshuva, a Hasid Breslev, maybe 150 years ago in Uman. He was a huge tzaddik over there in Breslev, in Uman. And when he went out from the Tzion, so all of the students and in with them, between them was Rabbi Avram Sternhardt, that he was the grandson of Rabbi Natan and grandson of Rabbi Aaron in Breslev, very important rabbi in Breslev. And he was young, and they were waiting to Rabbi Pinchas Yoshua to come out from the Tzion of Rabbeinu after doing it bodedut over there. When he went out, Rabbi Pinchas Yoshua, from the Tzion of Rabbeinu, he saw the students, the guys waiting over there. He was very happy because he liked them. They were talking, itchazkut, Breslev. And they were talking, and when they were walking over there from the Tzion to the Torah to the Klois, he suddenly looked at himself from the bottom till his head, mamash checked himself, and he made a huge sigh. He was sighing on himself. Rabbi Avram Sternhardt is saying that you could see what it means that the sigh is breaking the body of the person. Mamash, he broke himself totally with that sigh. He was looking at himself, where he is holding in Avodat Hashem. What is his level? And Rabbi Avram Sternhardt is saying that when they looked at him, they were all in tshuva. They were mamash terrified because of his sigh. And then he looked at them and he told them, Borei Olam gave me that gift that I can see all of my gilgulim. And you should know that I came to this world a lot of times. And I came in this time, in that generation, and in that generation. And he mentioned the names of the tzaddikim that the Rabbi Avram Sternhardt didn't want to write their names, to not to, chas shalom, to offend them. And he said, and that tzaddik, he was in that generation, he was responsible on fixing the neshamot, and he couldn't fix me, and he pushed me to the next generation. And the tzaddik of the next generation, he tried to fix me, and he couldn't. He said, it's like a stone that there is builders trying to build a building, and everyone is building a floor. And when they try to put me, I was a crooked stone. It doesn't fit. So they try to work on me and to fix me. He said, lesatet, to work on me, to make me, to prepare me, to be fit to the building. And they couldn't. So they thrown me away, because how much time he can spend on that? You have a whole floor that he needs to build. And he said, and when I was on the floor, it becomes to be even negif. I was a soul, I was a stone that people are banging in it, stamping in it, and falling, tripping from it, and falling and suffering because of me. And I was suffering more. And in the next floor, in the next generation, they tried to fix me, and again, and everyone gived up on me. Until that now, and he explained all of that in a very long and wonderful way. He said, and only now, that tzaddik, Rav Nachman Breslev, he found a place for me. He is the only one that have that ability to take me and to put me and to think about it, to which level he came. He came to the level that he remembers all of his Gilgulim. He remembers all of his Gilgulim. He's a huge tzaddik. He knows everything about his Gilgulim, about other people. This is like Rav Yudah Zev Leibovich said. He is the one that you can call him a rabbi. He's the one that when someone is getting into his room, he knows exactly what he done in all of his Gilgulim, and what is his tikkun, what he needs in all of his Gilgulim. He knows all of his Gilgulim and what he done in all of his Gilgulim, all of the actions. So that's his Rav Pinchas Yehoshua. And who was he? He's a Baal Tshuva. No imaginations. Stop letting the Yetzer Hara convince you that you're worthless, that you're weak. No, it's a different generation. It's Shtuyot. Adrabah, in this generation, if you're going to do a crazy act of serving Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, it's going to count a lot more. It's more valuable. It's more precious. Because it's against the odds. It's against all odds. Who can say that a person came from Miami, now going to be serving Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh? It's impossible. Even the rabbis in Miami cannot understand that it's impossible. Even the tzaddikim. Even tzaddikim cannot understand. How can it be? They see us, they cannot understand, they cannot swallow us. They're trying to, alright, where are you holding in your Gemara? What are you doing? Where are you holding in the Seder, in Chutz Chesed? Where are you holding? Where are you holding? Boy, say, where are you holding? Where are you holding? Tachles! Where are you holding? Where are you holding? Do you have faith? I need to ask you, do you have faith? Do you believe in Borei Olam? Where are you holding? You're asking me, where am I holding? Where are you holding that you're asking me, where am I holding? You need to ask me if I'm happy, if I'm Ushar, if I found Hashem, if I know Hashem, if I'm talking to Hashem, if I have a relationship, if I found Hashem, 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 Hashem is missing. Can be religious and not have Hashem in your life at all. You're going to be religious and Hashem Yitbarach is not part of the game at all. You're telling your father, you're telling your mother, what's with Parnassah? I'm davening on it. But well, I'm going to give me Parnassah. come on. Tachlis. And they're religious, and they can be from Hasidim. Religious. Someone told me that he taught to talk to his rabbi, to his rabbi. He told him to his rabbi, what are you doing for Parnassah? He told his rabbi, I'm davening on that. Borei Olam is... Alright, we need to have Ishtadlut. Ishtadlut. Ishtadlus, they're calling it. Ishtadlus. What is Ishtadlus? You cannot explain him that your Ishtadlut is in the field. That you believe that all of your parnassah depends only in the decisions of Borei Olam. That you saw so many miracles in 5 months, in 10 months, you saw so many, many miracles. One of my friends told me a few weeks ago, he told me, I can write a book on the miracles that you're telling me every week on your parnassah. I can write a book. And he's right, and I don't even remember my stories. I don't remember. It's every month parnassah flying like a bird into our hands. You deposit, and Baruch Hashem, and everything is working somehow. And what are we doing for Parnassah? No Hishtadlut at all for Parnassah. Bli neder, what? To daven, to talk a certain conversation with someone. Yesterday someone called me, I didn't talk to him for over 3 months, maybe 4 months. In the end of the conversation he told me, and what are you doing about money? Told him, nothing. I'm busy in other things. I don't have time to think about Parnasa. Told me, all right, I'm going to deposit a certain amount of money in your bank account. Thank you, Hashem, I'm going to bless you. Thank you. I haven't done nothing. I haven't called him. I haven't talked to him. You think that it's only mitzvot? You don't believe in yourself. You didn't saw those miracles already. How you find your Parnasa? Tell me. You're sitting here. You're not sweating so much. It's Bora Olam. It's Bora Olam. Just need to recognize that it's Bora Olam. Recognize. And when you recognize, you go again to Hashem Yitbarach. Thank you, Hashem Yitbarach. Please help me this month also. Please help me tomorrow. Please help me the next week. And this is it. We don't have time for Parnasa. Who's got time to run to chase after money? We don't have time. We have so much tshuva to do. There are so many people that are waiting to hear our diburim. That you don't have time. Tachlis Bora Olam. You should tell him in the field, Bora Olam, look. If you want me to run after Parnasa, I would love to do that, but I don't have time. Looks like that it's more important to you that I'm going to learn Torah, that I'm going to do Shalom Bayit, that I'm going to raise my kids, I'm going to sit with them to learn another page of Gemara. Looks to me that it's more logic. This is your will. What, you want me to abandon my son and to run after money? This is your logic, Baralam? This is your will? When you realize that this is the will of Hashem Yitbarach, that Am Yisrael going to serve Hashem Yitbarach, and then there is that verse, Ba'u Zarim, V'ra'u Tzonecha, Zarim, Ra'u Tzonecha, and foreign people going to come and going to herd your sheep, going to work for you in your field, going to give deposit money in your bank account. And people that you just heard about, people that you talk to them, suddenly he wants to help, suddenly that other one, he wants to support you, that one he wants to... It's his merit, and you realize it's his merit. Even though that I'm stupid, but still it's his merit. I'm wiser than him. Not because that he's worse than me. Because Bora Olam created that way, that he gonna get closer to Hashem Yitbarach through me. And I went closer to Hashem Yitbarach through my rabbi. And everyone is getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach through his rabbi. And this is how Bora Olam wants things to be. It doesn't make you arrogant if you have something. If you are a Talmid Chacham, if you're sitting and learning Torah. You don't need to be huge. You don't need to be a tzaddik. But you are dedicating your life to Limud HaTorah. So why to punish yourself and to think bad thoughts on yourself? No, you're not a Talmid Chacham. You're not. What are you? What are you doing, Tachlis? You want to be a Talmid Chacham? You know the level of that quality? You want? You're dedicating your life to be kosher? You're dedicating your life to Avodat Hashem? Is it a small thing? It's a huge thing. What your friend is dedicating his life for? To envelop a new nonsense? To make another store? Department in his I don't know what, Shtuyot? On his business, on money, making money, making money, making money. Rabbeinu asked, where all of the money that people were making all of the generation? Where it disappeared? Where it's all gone? Where all of the coins, all of the bills, where it went? It's an illusion. Making money, where is it? Where are all of the coins? Rabbeinu asked, where are all of the coins? It disappeared. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. Baruch created a world of disguise. It's a curtain. It's a curtain. Through that curtain, you cannot see Hashem. Our job is to penetrate, to cut that curtain, to go through, to see the hints, to see that Hashem put that curtain, that it's a curtain, to recognize the fact that it's a curtain. And then it disappeared. It's not a curtain anymore. It's Bora Olam. And then you find Bora Olam. And you can find Bora Olam when you're eating. You can find Bora Olam when you're sleeping. Rabbeinu asked one of his students, he told him, how were you sleeping this night? So he didn't answer. Rabbeinu told him, when I was sleeping, I was dealing with the subject of Iter Yad. Iter Yad, it's a left-handed. Told him, I was sleeping on that subject. Means that when he was going to sleep, it was part of his limud. This is part of his limud. He's got a certain work with it when he's asleep. Rav Shalom said, you're going to go to sleep like a lion, with Kriyat Shema, with Kedusha. You're going to wake up in the morning like a lion. You're throwing yourself on the bed like a dog. You're going to wake up in the morning like a dog. It's words of Rav Shalom. Yeah, it depends on you. How are you going to sleep? Exactly like that. What's happened between the moment that you went to sleep to the moment that you woke up? Tachlis? Reality? Nothing. You just fell asleep and you just woke up. Nothing happened. can take 6 hours, can take 1 minute, there is no difference. Tachas, nothing happened. From the moment that you went to sleep to the moment that you woke up, nothing happened. Reality, where have you been? Nothing happened. Nothing, you just woke up. You went to sleep, you woke up. This is it, tachlis. Now they gave you stories, dreams, I don't know what. You look at the watch, you see, oh, 8 hours, 8 hours. It's imagination, you just woke up. When you woke up, immediately after that you closed your eyes. Nothing, it's an illusion. This world does not exist. All of the world does not exist. You're eating and eating and eating and you're not full. How can it be? One slice of that food can be enough for you for 2 days, and you're eating and eating and you're not full, and you are hungry still. Now you need something sweet, and after you eat sour, and you're crazy. Now you have to drink to take it all down, and then you need to eat another thing, and now it's just a dessert. And it's shtuyot, it's an illusion. You don't need that. Soon you're gonna find yourself 20 minutes in the bathroom taking it all out. It's shtuyot. It's not exist. It's not exist. It's illusions. You have Yetzara that put you in imaginations. No, I have to eat, I have to work, I have to run. We're lying all of the time. You're lying. When you're saying I'm hungry, you're lying. You don't know what it means. You never tasted hunger. You don't know what it means. I'm hungry. Hunger is something that Baruch Hashem we never tasted. You don't know what it means. Maybe few of us, maybe two people in this class, they felt that maybe. You don't know what you're talking about. I was learning today, Mama. She was learning. It's shtuyot for me. It's shtuyot. It's all amsaot. You're inventing shtuyot. You're just talking whatever crossed your mind. Just takes out the trash. Shtuyot. To be honest, to be straight, to be with Hashem Yitbarach. That a person that doesn't have a wife, it's not like that he's not a human being. He's not alive at all. You're my life. You're everything. You don't feel it. So you don't feel it because you don't have a heart. This is why you don't feel it. Because no ef isha chasar lev. Person that's got ta'avat ni'uf, lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. This is why you don't feel such a love to your wife. Because you don't love her, because you love other women. Because you have a lust for women. This is why you don't love your wife. If you would look at her neshama, you would love her so much that you would be so... grateful to Hashem Yitbarach that He gave you such a precious wife, such an amazing woman. She's such a wonderful wife. So you cannot learn. So what? She's suffering. You don't have rachmanut on her. You don't feel. Why you don't feel? Because you don't have a heart. Because you're busy with your shtuyot all of the time. I need to learn. I need to be Talmid Chacham. I need to be a genius. I need to succeed. I need to be Baal Tshuva. I want to be a Talmid Chuchem. I need to do Sha'ah. 1 hour is not enough. Once a week, I have to do 6 hours. Imaginations. Imagination, dedicate you, cancel your will to the will of Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to succeed big time. You're coming. I didn't finish my Seder, I wasn't, the Shiur of the Gemara, I need to review it for tomorrow's Shiur. Go, marry your rabbi and leave me alone. Go, everything's good. She doesn't need the rabbi in the house. She needs a father. She needs a husband. She needs a friend. Your kids, they need a friend. You're going to be their friend. You're going to have a success. You're going to have a successful kids. You're going to be a rabbi for them. They're going to be like all of the rest of the guys that are wandering in the streets. Don't want to hear no rabbi. Cannot accept no word from no rabbi. Because they had so too much rabbi in the house. Too much. You were too much of a rabbi in the house. They need a friend. For that we need to have the Itbodedut. Only in the Itbodedut you can realize your mistakes. You can observe your life, you can see your lackings, you can see your failures, you can realize, Rolam, today I tried to talk to my son and it was a failure. Tried to talk to my wife and it was a failure. So why? What was my mistake? And you're doing tshuva on that, and you're going deep into the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, what Hashem wants to teach me through my fallings, through my downs. Zat Hashem, thank you very much. Hazak u baruch.